Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
48 hours ago, Jess, we were discussing on the show, apparently there's a massive red flag on wedding days or wedding nights between two people, and it's a beautiful red beacon saying that this is not meant to last. These people are not meant to be together.
Well, if the couple decide to smash cake into one another's face after cutting their wedding cake.
See, I think the word smash is where everyone, like, of course, no one wants to get anything smashed into their face, but rubbing cake into your partner's face on the wedding day is something that people, I think, are all about or completely do not do it, don't want to hear about it.
Yeah, I'm not interested in it. I said to my husband, you do that, I'm leaving the wedding. That's not happening.
I mean, my wife and I didn't do it. I don't remember the conversation about...
Like, did you even cut a cake?
I don't remember. And it's, again, it's not because I was like drinking or anything. It's just like, it was so busy
it's
that
a big day.
I have
it
no
is
memory.
A big day.
But there was definitely a cake.
Yeah.
I think we did cut it with a knife.
Sure.
Yeah. So, yeah. See, look at me. I remember my wedding. Don't tell my wife that I don't remember our wedding. You have gracefully, Jess, made a Chocky Ripple cake for a separate occasion, but we saved some slices because we knew we wanted to do this because I said, we can't really judge it if either of us haven't done this.
Yeah. So I guess you're trying to win me over in this. Okay. This is what I'm worried about. Look at your stupid little face.
Oh, no. If you, like, if you take this too far, I'm going to be very disappointed. I'm just going to do a light, like... Think of like think of a sponge, just like.
So are we because I brought spoons in. Are we not using spoons? Like how we do?
Well, I'm not going to spoon.
So we're going to finger the cream, and we're going to put it in each other's mouths.
I need an apology before we move on. We're just going to hold the cake, and then I'm going to.
Okay.
I'll feed it to you while you feed it to me.
Oh God,
I've set up a microphone and a station of newspaper on the ground. Because I imagine this could get a little bit messy. Choc Ripple Cake, though, one of the cooler cakes to rub into your friend's face.
Do you think so?
Well, it's been in the fridge for 7 hours, Jess.
Yeah, no, it is definitely going to be cold. All right, Tim's walking over to the... Oh, good Lord. He's set up some nice newspaper.
Come over here, Jesse. Come over to you, Jesse.
Messy Jesse.
It's going to get a little bit messy.
All right.
So I guess we just
I'm not going to go with my left hand. I'm going to go with my right.
Yeah, I'll go with my right hand too. Yep. Just a little bit. Just a little bit because we're not animals. We didn't... A cream cake really couldn't have been...
It's not going to go well.
All right. So again,
Don't put my fingers in your mouth, please.
And, okay. Well,
and
I'm glad
you
told
beard?
Me. Yeah, I know. It's going to be in my beard, but we can't knock it until we try it. Is this a red flag of a friendship? All right. I do.
I
now
do.
Pronounce you hungry. Here we go.
Oh.
I've put spray into your...
So much.
No, don't.
Why did you wipe it on my face? I hate this so much.
Oh, wait, I can't eat that because that's the one that's been in your mouth.
You didn't think this through.
So,
At all.
Put her there.
I just shook hands. Cream in my hands. How are you going to push the buttons now?
Oh, lucky I put down this little newspaper station.
There's so much on my face, Tim.
All right, so now that we've experienced it, red flag?
Cake's still good.
Yeah, it was great cake. Thank you very much.
No, honestly, I can't put that in my mouth because it's been in yours.
That's what I'm thinking.
I've never been more grateful that I didn't do this at my wedding.
Okay, good to know. Science experiment. I'm going to slowly walk back to
slowly back away. Slowly back away. I'm going to go wash my face.
Yeah, I might join you on that one.
This can't go on the internet.
There's worse things. I don't know. I hate to be the bearer of that kind of news for you. But, all right. So it's a red flag
There's
still?
There's cream up my nose, Tim.
All right, well, it is your wedding day. There'll be a video on our socials.
Good Lord.
At K-Rock Tour. It's Tim and Jess. Very sticky driving you home.
This is Tim and Jess.
Jess, we've waited almost 2 weeks for this.
It's been too long.
The return of the king, return of the Mac, return... Both of our dads. It's Will from the newsroom.
I'm back, baby.
Back in a big way, Will.
How was your sleeping this morning?
It was good. Thank you. Yes, I've been doing the early mornings lately, and it's good to be back sleeping in. And I really enjoy that for the occasion you guys, or Jess, even made me a Choc Ripple cake.
Mm-hmm. You got to remember, if I didn't tell Jess she had to make the cake, there would have been no cake.
And I didn't make the cake in the shape of an 8 because Tim and I have been working together for 8 years. It's because you were gone for 8 days.
Yes.
So.
That's so nice.
I didn't realise until today when Tim told me that you can actually ask people to make you cakes.
It's, again, I think you're confusing it. I didn't ask Jess to make a cake.
He demanded I do.
I said, it's not my fault you forgot to make it when it was our 8-year anniversary of working together. That's not my problem.
I was in Italy, Tim.
I'm sorry. Again, I am looking around the room for where that's my problem. But Will,
I'm looking forward to getting my order in. Anyway, that's what
I'm saying. So excited for you to be in here. You can get your order in. We're going to get ours with this.
Great finance offers available across the patrol range at Rex Garrel Nissan. Tim and Jess.
K-Rock.
Have you been paying attention? But on the radio.
Let's find out. Will from the newsroom brings us three news stories every single weekday. He leaves out some key elements. Tim, it's up to us, you and me, to fill in those blanks.
The Transport Workers Union is not happy. This is not the the corrupt people, the CFMEU. This is the Transport Workers Union. What happened on a charter flight carrying Frio players back home from Tassie that had staff a bit upset?
Oh, I haven't seen.
Do they bottle the landing?
No.
Embarrassing.
On flight, like it was something on the flight that went horribly wrong.
None of the toilets were able to be used.
Yes.
Oh my God. That would be awful.
So they ran out of water half an hour in, which meant the toilets weren't working. So they had to supposedly go in the sink.
Oh God.
And the workers have had to scoop it out.
Oh, come on.
Luckily, earlier, because this was on their return flight, right?
Yeah.
Luckily, they'd already shit the bed losing to Hawthorn earlier in the afternoon, so they were absolutely clean and there was no issues whatsoever.
It was out of their system.
Yeah, so it's no worries.
It's good, yeah. You wouldn't want to clean that out of the sink.
Absolutely not.
A skeleton of what has just shattered records selling for $44 million in New York?
$44 million. Is it a mummy?
No.
Oh.
It's an animal. Very old animal.
Skeleton. I don't know.
I mean, would it be a woolly mammoth?
Yeah, no. I'm not gonna yeah.
Is it a dinosaur?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll pay that.
Okay.
It's a stegosaurus.
Hey.
Oh, one of the best.
Yes. Yes. Definitely.
Absolutely one of the best.
150-million-year-old fossil named Apex. It's the largest of its kind, measuring 3 meters tall, the whole skeleton.
Wow.
Did you know, fun fact, you know I love my fun facts.
Here we go.
Stegosaurus is the size of a bus, or was.
See, I forget how big the dinosaurs actually were.
Well, I guess you haven't seen them in a while.
Never would be the more accurate way of thinking about that.
Jess and I were discussing how nice it would be to be a dinosaur last night. It's like, you got no worries, you got no responsibilities, you're extinct, that's all you need to be.
I heard that such the wrong way. I thought you meant like last night you wanted to be a dinosaur.
No. last night we were thinking how good it would be to be a dinosaur.
It would be amazing.
It would be good, yeah.
Because
you're extinct, you have no problems.
You'd want to be...
Cost of living doesn't affect you if you're extinct.
I'd want to be a stegosaurus. Yep.
Definitely doesn't affect the stegosaurus. Like
imagine existing millions and millions of years ago and most kids have you in their bedroom posters.
Yeah.
That's such an iconic legacy.
True.
Like, I don't think Sabrina Carpenter's got that kind of carryover, but dinosaurs.
Yeah. Hey, I have a poster of you in my bedroom.
Well, the legacy lives on.
An Italian, this is up your alley, Jess. Italian officials aren't too happy after a tourist tried to do what? They're trying to track her down.
Take a cat?
No, well, she did something. She did something. She's done the act.
Come on, Jess, you're the ethnic one of the show. You should know this.
She was filmed doing something.
Oh, she was like grinding up on a statue or something like that.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Taking selfies and whatnot.
Why would this be down my alley?
Wait, because you've just been to Europe.
Calm down. He makes a very good point.
Yeah, I've been to Europe grinding on all the statues.
No, but you were you in Italy?
Yes.
That's where this happened. He was wondering if it was you.
Sure.
Yeah, so they're trying to find this young woman who was filmed kissing, humping and grinding against a statue of Bacchus, who is the god of wine and sensuality.
That's Bacchus Marsh was named after.
Of all the...
She real backed up onto that marsh.
I'd consider myself a bit of a Bacchus type character.
I was going to say, of all the statues she could have chosen, like, she chose the good one.
Well, it's not easy.
He probably liked it.
Michelangelo ain't... There's security there. Bacchus is probably unguarded. Don't do it. If you're listening, don't do it. We shouldn't really be breaking down who's unguarded in the statue, Will.
Will, so good to have you
back.
You're
the star, Will. Absolute star.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Tim, for the last 2 weeks, you have been learning how to play.
Thank you for using the correct word. I have been learning how to play.
Learning how to play the trumpet. After we saw, well, you saw a trumpet in Aldi Special Buys, we realised that it was a great deal.
I thought $111 was expensive. Turns out it is a great deal. I missed on that opportunity, but we got someone to get in touch with us. His name is Dan the Trumpet Man from the Itchy Feet Band. You probably see him at GMHBA Stadium Saturday night walking around playing the trumpet.
You should be there this weekend.
Lent us this trumpet, and over the last 2 weeks, I have been learning how to play the Cats theme song, which, if you haven't heard before on trumpet, this is Dan, our trumpet man, playing it, not me. Dan was in here earlier this week, Jess, and he's been giving me some tips, some pointers, because it's all, essentially, I gave myself, I was like, by 2 weeks, I could figure out how to essentially play a version of this. And what could be confused as this?
You are getting quite close. Dan even gave you an 8.5, so
for the time frame that I'd had the trumpet. From nothing to where I'm at, 8.5.
Now, we have got a performance scheduled for tomorrow.
All I know is the time.
Yep.
I don't know where it is. All I've heard is it's 12:30.
12:30, we will be leaving this office. Well, probably slightly earlier because we want to get there at 12:30. Okay. We're going to go. The people have voted.
Well, it was out the side of GMHBA Stadium because the captain's run's happening and there's no way that they were going to pass there.
Or down at the waterfront.
Steampacker Gardens.
They haven't gone with either of those options, Tim.
I'm trying to remember the third. That's a shame.
We're going to go.
No, that's a shame.
To the little mall in front of, in between Market Square and Westfield.
Right near across from Little Mall.
There's already like a little stage. Basically,
well,
set
real
up there.
Real people play music there.
Yes. Hopefully, there won't be anyone there at 12:30 tomorrow.
Jess, I'm not a real boy.
Well, let's see how far you've come. It's been nearly 2 weeks.
Nearly 2 weeks.
You've got your sheet music. Do you want me to? I'll bring your sheet music for you tomorrow.
Well, I'll need you to be standing in front of me.
Oh, you want me to be your music stand again?
Well, I don't have a music stand, okay. So I've just been sticky taping it to your back because your back is right in the perfect eye line
perfect.
For what I need.
Yeah.
So is this like final dress rehearsal before performance tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
I figured out I just need to have more of a go.
I know, you were just playing along to Cake.
Because it's got a trumpet in it.
And it was really good.
I asked Chris from the music department. I was like, can we just go Trump heavy this week? And then he got confused.
Sure.
He thought we were talking about the news. And I was like, no, I'm clearly talking about trumpet heavy.
You've got to be specific these days.
So I'm just going to, I'll have another go. But this time I am going to give it, as they say in the biz, a full tilt.
Yeah, give it a bit of oomph.
Send it, as they
okay,
say.
Okay, it is the performance. Please welcome to the stage, Tim Bolsch. Was it the part, perhaps, where... Okay, you don't have to... So Tim just, every time he nails a bit, he stops and like gives me a, what do you reckon?
I seek praise. I do seek praise. We're getting there.
That was pretty good. Are you going to be able to replicate that if there is like somewhat of an audience?
But what I am thinking is I don't know if the technical term for this, but I need a bit of like trumpet Glen 20 spray in here.
It's feeling a little sticky.
Yeah. And I can't go out there with a sticky trumpet, Jess.
You wouldn't want to.
I'd really blow if I went out there with a sticky trumpet. And we can't have that.
We will be outside
in
between Westfield and Market Square tomorrow afternoon at 12:30. If you would like to come and experience the joy,
it's an experience
of hearing Tim's trumpet in person. You get to experience what I've been experiencing for 2 weeks.
Lucky them. I think we should do a Facebook Live to prove that it's actually happening.
We will definitely go live on Facebook for those who can't get
or
away
Instagram,
from the office as well.
At K-Rock Geelong, et cetera, et cetera. Terrifying. But the whole thing about learning a new thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's learning a lot about me, aren't they?
Tim and Jess, the podcast.
Tim, we love talking space on this radio show. It's one of our big big filters. We talk local stuff. We
space.
Talk football. No, no, we talk space.
I was the ego's local stuff, space, the cats, cats AFLW.
Jess's wedding.
Yeah, yeah. Loch Ness Monster. That's our top five. If we were a Spotify rap, that would come up pretty good for us.
I want to talk about NASA because there's been a prototype of a spacesuit made based on the Dune movies.
Oh, okay. Now, yeah. If you haven't seen...
So have you seen Dune?
I've seen. It's the right. One film I've seen since my son was born in the cinemas.
Okay, so tell me about the Dune suit. You know the suit that they use to...
Well, essentially, if you haven't seen the 14 hours of the two films... Timothy Chalamet, he's out there and he's like, I'm going to get that spice. I'm going to tell these people, I'm going to make them happy and rule
the spice
the
is like the sparkly sand.
Yeah, it's the sparkly sand. It's glitter sand. And they wear these suits so that they can breathe. There's not a lot of moisture. And there's like this little funnel thing that goes into their nose or their mouth.
Yep.
And then it could be. There's two different types of suits because there's like the good guy suits and the bad guy suits.
Sure.
Where like, say if I'm trying to punch you, there's like a little force field. And it's like,
Okay, well, the force field part is not the part I want to focus on.
I was going to say, if we're making force fields, why aren't we opening the show with four fields, not closing the show with force fields?
The hydration part is the part I want to talk about because... The Dune suits, this like sci-fi reality.
Zendaya wetsuits, I like to call them.
They have inspired this new spacesuit that would recycle urine into drinking water that could enable the astronauts to perform these like lengthy spacewalks.
So essentially, if someone's out doing some repairs on the International Space Station, they go, oh man, I've been sweating, I've been weeing.
Yeah.
Boy, am I thirsty. I forgot my Stanley Cup. I have to go back inside the ISS. Hang on. Wait. Does a bit of a wee.
Yep.
Oh.
Okay. I feel like it'll delicious. Be a fast, not that fast
am
turnaround.
Am I hydrated? Yes. And I'm in space.
The current spacesuits that the astronauts are using can only hold like a litre of water.
There's a tiny Stanley Cup.
Right? There's tiny. What? So they're hoping that this new design will include a vacuum-based external catheter leading to a combined forward reverse osmosis unit.
Sorry, I've just never seen Jess focus so hard on getting all of those words
Thank
right.
Thank you, right? I'm trying so hard. And essentially NASA is at the moment preparing for the Artemis 3 mission, which will happen in 2026,
right.
Which they're trying to land a crew on the lunar south pole of the moon.
What this shouts to me is that whoever's working at NASA has finally got around to the Discovery Channel's Bear Grylls, Man vs. Wild. And like every episode, Bear's like, well, I think I'll have to drink my urine. And someone in NASA went,
oh my God,
maybe we have to drink our urine.
They all speak in their accent.
Yeah, they're all from the exact same town. It's a very successful town.
So they're hoping that this suit, if the prototype is approved, could be ready to be used by the astronauts by 2030.
How exciting.
Which means they could take it to Mars.
How exciting for those 14 people in history who will use it. I mean, the rest of us, we can read about it and hear about it.
You know, there's marathons and triathlons and such. Maybe we can start integrating the same technology.
When the force field suits come into circulation, then bring it to the show. Any more wee drink chat, I'm out of here.
This is Tim and Jess.
52232955. We may not get any calls. I want to throw it out there.
Set the bar high.
Are you a part-time nudist?
What? I mean, there would be so many. Jess?
No, what I'm meaning is, I've read this story today about these two nudist guys that were just walking along in a nudist community in San Francisco. And they saw like a crime happening and they literally apprehended a bloke completely starkers.
Oh, you'd be embarrassed.
Right.
You'd definitely be embarrassed as the person getting arrested. Because you're like, not only have I been caught here by just like, a citizen's arrest.
Yeah.
But I've also got an old man's derriere on me.
Right.
This is what I'm saying. Not ideal.
But there are some people that just enjoy being in the nude, right?
Yep.
Would you say, are you one of those people?
Oh, I'm not. I am racing out the front door in the nude?
No. But this is what I mean by part-time nude. If you're in the confines of your own home, are you in the nude?
Not super frequently.
Right.
No. I'm probably like, it's definitely like I've taken my clothes off in the bedroom and I've walked to the bathroom.
Right.
To have a shower.
That's the most you're ever nude in your own house?
Oh, sometimes it is fun. Like, it's funny to walk to the kitchen and
what a wild
ask,
man you
and
are.
Ask a very, like, standard platonic question.
Sure.
Like, how much broccoli do we need to buy? And then my
just
wife will turn.
Nude.
And then, like, Casper, the horny ghost, just standing behind her as pale as anything. Just.
God.
It's not, yeah. And then it gets a reaction, and I go, all right, well, I'm so ashamed of my body.
I'm going to put it away.
I need to leave. I'm so sorry. And it's hard to not be a child in
right.
some aspects. Like, if my wife's, you know, doing the same, walking from the bedroom to the mm-hmm. to the bathroom, to go like, doing, or like, auga, or hubba hubba. Like, it's hard to, and I understand it's not super mature.
You're such a child.
But like, I love her so much.
Sure.
And I want her to know
auga.
I think she's so beautiful.
Right.
I have definitely thought about, before I die, going to a nudist beach would
yeah.
be.
There is there one locally here?
Port Impossible, Southside yeah. Beach. When we did the surf, I mean, whatever. From what I remember. No, because remember when we did the Surf Coast Trek,
you
walk past the pathway to go down to one.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, the trek didn't go that way.
Damn.
We had to go to Torquay. But I figured out if I'm ever going to go to a nudist beach, I'm going to wait until I'm 50 plus.
Oh, okay.
Because I think I'll
Do you think you'll feel better about yourself
I
then,
think I'll or? Have accepted...
Right.
What it is.
Like, this is it.
Yeah.
It's been like this for
it
years.
It is what it is.
Yeah. 5223295. Are you a part-time nudist?
I don't think we need to find part-time nudists. I would like to someone that just has given nudism.
Yeah.
Or being a nudist a go.
Well,
I would love
yeah,
to hear
I've never
about
been,
it.
I've never been to a nudist beach.
There's
or like
camps.
A nude, yeah, there's like holiday destinations you can go where you can just be nude the whole time.
It is freeing, I
oh,
guess.
I would love to try it.
I think the most nudistism that I've ever done is I've done like a, all right, it's late November. It's starting to warm up.
Yep.
I might put a picnic blanket in the backyard.
Oh.
Just a bit of nude sunbaking.
Sunbaking in the backyard.
Well, I was like, what does it feel like to have the sun on those bits? I don't know. I'm not to know, Jess.
I wouldn't want to be your neighbours.
we don't need tall fences, but we've got them.
5223295. Are you a nudist?
Yes. We'd love to discuss about nudism
mm-hmm.
and those kind of things. Your skin prayers have been answered, Jess, by Will from the newsroom, mm-hmm. who very quickly put his hand up. And Will, what
yeah.
did you say?
I said, I've been to the nude beach.
The nude beach in, like...
Point Impossible.
Point
yeah.
Impossible.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Tell us everything. When was it?
It was a while ago.
Okay.
I was with my ex at the time. We went together, so that's how long ago it was. And
going with a partner is so much. That's what you shouldn't do, right?
Why?
Because you're happy to see them.
Tim,
what?
Oh my god!
You'd be happy to see them.
Oh!
Don't say it again.
There's a chance you're happy.
Sure.
Honestly, it was so normal after like 5 minutes.
All right.
But after 5 minutes, you sort of go. I didn't think about this in. Like going in at all until I was there, and I was like, "What happens if I like run into someone I know?"
Oh, see, my first thought was, "How do I sunscreen that area
yeah.
without just looking at myself and scrubbing myself?"
That was horrible.
Never been touched.
By the way. Oh, I couldn't sit down for like a few days.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Because me butt was burnt.
my butt was burnt. Will from the newsroom, folks. This was 5+ years ago. You would have been in your young 20s.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But yeah, I was sort of like, yeah, I had that thought mm-hmm. and that sort of panics me a little. So it didn't last long.
Long enough to get sunburnt, though. Yeah.
Was it a worthwhile experience?
We didn't go back. I haven't been
Can I
back.
Ask again, and just another like logistical question. How, like, at what point do you get naked? Like,
is it in the car park?
Like, yeah. You walk to the beach and then you, like, strip nude? Because like,
you don't want to get booed walking in there in your board shorts. You're like, I'm sorry.
But is it weird to just, like, disrobe in front of people? I don't know. Because, like, I feel uncomfortable just taking my dress off when I get to the beach. Like,
can't really.
I've got bikinis on.
You derobe on the beach.
Right.
Like you would if you go to the beach, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Do sandals count? Like, if you're on the nudist beach completely nude, but you're in sandals, like, is that cheating?
Take them off.
That's great.
Because you want, Will's, like, sometimes.
Will's ready to go back.
Sometimes the sand's hot.
I'm so pro nude, by the way.
Well, you've got a housemate, so how often are you nude in your house?
Oh, yeah.
Not
Not enough.
Not enough. Yeah, that's what I'd say. Yeah. Yeah.
Not like the good old days. Oh, Will, thank you so much for coming in here. This is a gift. Thank you for being open and honest.
No, all good.
Anyway, back to that journalism stuff you normally do.
Come on! Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best!
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.